from the 13th chapter of the book of Romans, the first 10 verses. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, he who resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of him who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. He is the servant of God to execute his wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be subject not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For the same reason, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay all of them their dues, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this sentence, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
The language of your covenant is very explicit in the matter of community responsibility. It divides that responsibility into three areas: responsibility to the community of learning, responsibility to the community of Wake Forest, and responsibility to the community in which you work. Now let's look briefly at these three areas of our common life together. Our covenant reads that we will recognize and accept our responsibilities as Christian citizens in the seminary community of learning. Now, what does this mean? Does it really mean what it says? If it does, many of us are going to have to rethink the whole question of our being here in this community of learning at this time. Being a Christian citizen of this community of learning means doing one's honest best at all times. There are many reasons why this is true. Christian citizenship, you know, is not what one does, it's what one is. This school has been placed here at no little sacrifice. Literally millions of people have given their money, some of them with great sacrifice, when they could ill afford it, that this seminary may be here. Other thousands and even millions are investing their money annually that these facilities may be maintained, improved, and enlarged. It would be nothing short of a betrayal of a sacred trust for us to do less than our honest best in view of these things. Two, many of us, if not all of us, are here because our loved ones and our families have made an investment of faith and money in our future. They're willing to sacrifice that your preparation may be of the highest quality. To do less than your best in the light of this truth would be to betray a trust which is indeed sacred. Further, there has been assembled here from far and near, with a notable exception or two, what is the finest administration and faculty of any theological school, any place. Without exception, these are men who could do much better by themselves in some other line of endeavor, but because they too are called, and because they believe in you, they're giving themselves that you may be fulfilled, and so with us fulfill the whole law of Christ. Again, since no man lives unto himself, you're very much involved in the successes and failures of your fellow students in this community of learning. By your own example, and by giving encouragement and assistance where possible, you will inspire your fellow students to reach their highest possibilities. No less important is the fact that this is your one opportunity for special preparation. If you think you're pressed down now and unable to do all that you'd like to do, you have but to wait until you leave the seminary and get on your field of particular service to see that this is indeed your one opportunity with spare time for special preparation. The day will come when you'll be haunted by the memory of every wasted minute at this place. It goes without saying that a responsible member of this community of learning will not take the easy shortcut of copying, cheating, deception of some other kind to get through this seminary. This is an institution of higher learning. We're never more perfectly a community than when we join here in the worship of God. That which comes into our beings through worship is more important than any other thing we may gain, to use a cliche. And yet, we ought also to know that that which we gain is second in importance to that which we give in worship. It's a real tragedy that many members of our community here choose not to be partakers of this, the greatest single blessing of seminary life, the together worship of God holy. It's my personal opinion that a student who subscribes to the covenant statement that we will recognize and accept our responsibilities as Christian citizens in the seminary community will miss chapel worship only when providentially hindered. The second area of our community responsibility covered by the covenant is that having to do with the community of Wake Forest. It is so easy for those of us professionally engaged in Christian work to get the idea that we are only temporary or part-time citizens. And this is particularly true during seminary days. Many of us come from distant places. We have our family connections back in those places, and we really plan to get back there ourselves, most of us, someday. Consequently, we never really feel that we're completely a part of this local community. This is most unfortunate. Not only because Wake Forest needs the best that each one of us has to give, but because we, each of us, also needs the experience of giving his best here. Clothing, food, automobile services, and others are available here in Wake Forest at competitive prices. As a resident of this community, you should consider helping to maintain these services on a local basis. By your attendance upon the churches of this town and by your participation in the services of these churches, you may well make a lasting contribution to the spiritual growth of this community. If you have officially established residence in Wake Forest, you're eligible to participate in the life of the town by voting in local elections. To refuse to participate does not absolve one of the responsibility to participate. The freedom of the individual in a democratic society rests on his willingness to vote. You owe it to your brother to help him share the responsibility of choosing those who will conduct the affairs of your community. All of the laws of the community, including the traffic laws, will be binding upon you. The principles governing our conduct in these first two areas of our community responsibility will carry over into the third, that of the community of our work. Many of us work here on the campus. Others of us work in the larger community of Wake Forest. The rest of us work in places near and far. In all cases, something of the real character of what we are carries over into our work. It will bear the same mark of integrity as that which is stamped deep within our very beings. We'll do our share. We'll not shirk, thus making it necessary for our co-workers to do a disproportionate part of the work. Your covenant states that special privilege will not be sought and that prompt payment of loans and debts will be made. Whether deservedly or not, preachers have a reputation for expecting special price concessions. Cost less 40%, I think, is the current rate. This is a shameful practice, in my opinion, and it should be discouraged at every opportunity. The earnestly Christian member of this community will not practice that piece of deception. At whatever cost, debts and loans should be paid when due or proper adjustment made with the consent of the creditor. The seeking of special privilege and carelessness with debts by even one member of this seminary family will bring reproach and shame upon the whole group. To all of these things and to many more, you have covenanted together to give earnest care and consideration. And because of what someone has called the law of concomitance, that for every privilege there is a corresponding responsibility, we are all bound together not only in Christian love, but in our common obligation to the covenant into which we've entered, that involving our school, our church, our family, and our community of learning, our community of Wake Forest, and the larger community of work.
O God, our Father, we pray that thou wilt keep us faithful unto the covenant that we have made with each other and with thee. And so may we live in this community and in the much larger community of thy world in the spirit of thy Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.